Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of April 12, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. One more week after tonight, please don't forget to call Sharon at 919-740-1073 if you need a sub or if you want to sub next week. Lane assignments week 20. Lane 35, team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 36, team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 37, team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 38, team 2, Strike Time. Lane 39, team 7, Hangmen. Lane 40, team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 41, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 42, Team 4, Triple Threat. Substitutes for Week 20. Lane 37, Team 3, out Sharon Benton, in Van McLean Sr. Lane 39, Team 7, out Reggie Blunt, in Matt Bowers. Lane 41, Team 1, out John Rubisham, no sub. Jeff Tucker has a limited number of Carolina Bowling Alliance shirts, hats, and towels available. Shirts are $10, hats are $10, and towels are $5. Call Jeff at 919-832-4982, and he can arrange delivery. He will also be at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational in May with whatever is left. We will have an Outlaw board meeting on Saturday, April 20, at 10 a.m. at Sharon's house. Don't forget about the Outlaw Invitational. The Raleigh Outlaw Invitational Tournament will be held at Buffalo Lanes North on Saturday, May 4. We will begin bowling at 10 a.m. The entry fee is $40 per bowl. Outlaws, our deadline for entry will be the last night that we bowl for the season, April 19. For those outside of Raleigh, if you can please let me know your names no later than Wednesday, April 24. If you plan to bring the entry money with you, please bring cash. We welcome everyone who wants to bowl in this tournament. Outlaws, we'll be having our bake sale, so if you can bake, we need your help. We will also be having our 50-50 and possibly another special fundraising event. We do plan to have a youth tournament on May 4th as well. All kids ages 5 through 17 are welcome. We need to know for sure who plans to bowl by April 15 in order to make plans. Please let Ginger know the names and ages of who's coming and provide parent contact information. This is a firm deadline. Parents, please ensure that if your child requires extra support while on the lanes, that someone is present to accompany them. And remember, kids bowl free. In case anyone still needs to make their hotel reservation for Reno, the cutoff date for registrations has extended to May 8. Come, even if you didn't register to bowl. We will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89501. The best way to make reservations is to go to the website link in your email copy of this newsletter or call the Silver Legacy reservation line at 1-800-687-8733 and note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate for ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted room rate is $59 plus $30 resort fee plus $3 city fee plus 13.5% tax, approximately $104 per night total for two guests per night. Each additional person will be charged at a rate of $10 per person per night with a maximum of four persons per guest room. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide a complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking. In-room Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks pods, refrigerator, and in-room safe, access to all new fitness center, public area Wi-Fi and in-room Wi-Fi, and printing of boarding passes. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. Any departures after 11 a.m. are subject to a full-day charge. Each guest room must have at least one registered guest, 21 years of age or older. The Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel lobby. There is a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino has several restaurants. Also, the Circus Circus Casino and the El Dorado Casino are adjoined to the Silver Legacy Casino. The Circus Circus Casino has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There is a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. Go on the website and it lists all the restaurants and entertainment that they have. Coconut Bowl at 1855 East Lincoln Way, Sparks, Nevada, 89434 will be the lanes we will be using this year. It's about 10 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dog Snack Bar features a diverse menu, including pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All food is made to order, but it's also a quick and easy way to get some food. Sandy McDaniel has provided the following description of the t-shirts. The design on the back of the shirts is a mountain with a bowling pin and a bowling ball with arms and legs skiing. Across the mountain, it has 75th American Blind Bowling Association, Reno. Right under is a sign with the greatest little city in the world. And below that sign is a bowling pin playing a slot machine with gold coins and 2024 written on them. Also a bowling ball with sunglasses holding up a full house at a poker table, and the chips have ABBA written on them. The shirts are all pre-order. You can either send your check to me, that's Sandy McDaniel, or you can pay cash at the tournament. All orders will need to be received by April 20th, whether you're paying cash or prepaying. If anybody wants to pre-order one and pay for it when we get there, let me know the size and whether you want black or tie-dye. The Masters will be bowled on Monday afternoon, May 20. We normally request the 9:30 a.m. squad for singles and doubles, and for teams on the second and third day. So, Tuesday for singles and doubles, and Wednesday for teams. The board meeting will be Monday at 8 p.m. at the convention meeting. Will be Tuesday at 8 p.m. National Assistive Technology Day. The NC Department of Health and Human Services, NC Assistive Technology Program, invites everyone to tour the Raleigh AT Center and learn about AT devices, equipment, and new technologies that connect people with disabilities to people and activities that matter most to them. The date is April 17th and the time, 10 a.m. until noon. Location, 3080 Hammond Business Place, number 101. To RSVP, email Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, .Koger, at dhhs.nc.gov. And for more information, call 919-855-3544. The Raleigh/Wake Council of the Blind will have a pancake breakfast from 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday, May 25. The event will be held at the Brooks Avenue Church of Christ, 700 Brooks Avenue in Raleigh. Contact Lawrence Carter for advance tickets at 919-856-0034 or 919-649-5915. Tickets are $15 per person. Update on our GMSAA reunion. Hello, GMS alumni and friends. Online registration is now open for the 2024 Governor Moorhead School Alumni Reunion, and we hope that many of you are planning to attend. Please note the deadline for hotel room reservations, event registration, and t-shirt orders is July 19. Included in this announcement is a tentative schedule, as well as the specific event information that was posted in March. Date, Friday, August 9 through Sunday, August 11. Location, Midtown Doubletree Hotel, 2805 Highwoods Boulevard, Raleigh, NC, 27614. Phone number, 919-872-3500. Room rate, $135 per night for standard king or two queen room types, plus tax. The room rate will include a hot breakfast buffet in the hotel restaurant. If you choose to order from the restaurant menu, the cost of your breakfast will be an additional charge. Each room has a coffee maker, refrigerator, and free Wi-Fi, both in the guest rooms and the public areas. Reservations. There are two ways that rooms can be reserved. You can call the hotel directly at 919-872-3500 and request a room with the GMSAA Annual Convention Room Block or with the group code GMA. You can also call Hilton directly at 1-855-672-1138 and ask for a room with the GMSAA Annual Convention or with the group code GMA. There's a limited number of available rooms in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive on Thursday, August 8th. Please note that the cutoff date for room reservations is Friday, July 19. All reunion and activities and meals will be held at the hotel. Registration. The registration fee for GMSAA members will be $60. For lifetime GMSAA members, $50. And for guests, $90. The registration fee will cover dinner on Friday evening, a box lunch for Saturday, and a banquet dinner on Saturday evening. Partial event registration fees are Friday only, $30. Saturday lunch, $30. Saturday evening dinner, $30. Or for Saturday lunch and dinner combined, $60. The deadline for registration is Friday, July 19. There will be an additional $10 fee for anyone who registers after the July 19 deadline. There will be no refunds of registration fees in the event of a cancellation. You may register online via our website at www.gmsaai.org and follow the PayPal instructions. The registration form on the GMSAA website is very accessible, and paying via PayPal is very secure. You do not need a PayPal account to make your payment. On the PayPal section, just arrow down to the credit debit card option. If you would like assistance with online registration, please send an email to dcpermar58. @gmail.com, along with your phone number and a time when you are available to register via our website. Other convention committee members are also available to assist you with online registration. Once again, this year you can order t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. This t-shirt has the logo of the Greyhound and the Charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, "We walk by faith, not by sight," as well as the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray and the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send your size, number of shirts you want, and the money to us by July 19, we will have your t-shirt at the convention reunion on August 9th. If you're not attending the convention reunion, we will mail it to you for $2 extra. Order your t-shirts. To do that, please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. Tentative schedule of events, times, and events subject to change if necessary. Friday, August 9, 1 to 4:30 p.m. registration, 3 to 4:30 p.m. line dance class, 6 to 7:30 p.m. dinner followed by meet and greet, 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. fun and games and darts. Saturday, August 10, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. announcements, presentations, and business meeting, 12 o'clock noon lunch, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. indoor yard sale and vendors, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. banquet, 9 to 10:30 p.m. dance and a quiet place. Sunday, August 11th, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. worship hour. We urge everyone to go ahead and complete your registration and room reservation now so that we can add to our room block if necessary while more rooms are still available in the hotel. Thank you in advance for your attendance and participation in the GMSAA reunion. Sincerely, the Convention Committee. Donna Permar, email dcpermar58@gmail.com. Lawrence Carter, email yallowdogg@bellsouth.net. Telephone 919-856-0034. Margaret Carter, email cartermargaret48@gmail.com. Phone number 919-856-0034. Susan Patterson, email missp2015@gmail.com. Phone number 919-798-2222. And Ricky Scott, email rickysott09@gmail.com. Phone number is 919-673-8300. And with that, it is time to take a look at recipes that will bowl you over. We have a couple of nice items here. They both fit kind of in the dessert category. First up, Reese's Pieces peanut butter chip cookies. 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup unsalted butter, softened, 1/2 cup peanut butter, 1/2 cup granulated sugar, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 cup Reese's Pieces, and 1/2 cup peanut butter chips. And with all of that, your directions are: preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. In a small bowl, whisk together the flour, baking soda, and salt. In a larger bowl, cream the butter, peanut butter, granulated sugar, and brown sugar until light and fluffy. Beat in the egg and the vanilla extract. Gradually blend in the dry ingredients until just combined. Then fold in the Reese's Pieces and peanut butter chips. Drop by rounded tablespoons onto the prepared baking sheets, leaving room for spreading. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes or until the edges are lightly golden. Allow to cool on the baking sheets for 5 minutes before transferring to wire racks to cool completely. Next up, the orange creamsicle cupcakes. Ingredients: 1 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup unsalted butter, softened, 1 cup granulated sugar, 2 large eggs, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1/2 cup whole milk, the zest of 1 orange, and for the frosting, 1/2 cup of unsalted butter softened, 4 cups of powdered sugar, 2 tablespoons of orange juice, 1 tablespoon of heavy cream, and 1 teaspoon of orange zest. Your directions then are to preheat your oven to 350 degrees and line a muffin tin with cupcake liners. In a bowl, whisk together the flour, the baking powder, and the salt. In another bowl, cream the butter and sugar until light and fluffy. Add eggs one at a time. Then stir in vanilla extract and orange zest. Gradually add the flour mixture to the wet ingredients, alternating with milk, beginning and ending with the flour mixture. Fill the cupcake liners 2/3 full with the batter and bake for 18 to 20 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean. For the frosting, beat together butter, powdered sugar, orange juice, heavy cream, and orange zest until smooth and fluffy. Once the cupcakes are cool, frost them with the orange frosting. Sounds great. Something else that sounds great is the bowling schedule for the rest of the season. Bowling on April 12 and 19. Youth tournament entries due April 15th. Entries for the Outlaw Invitational due April 19th for Raleigh, by April 24 for everyone else. Outlaw Invitational Tournament, May 4. And finally, the ABBA National Tournament in Reno, Nevada, May 19 through 23. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of April 12. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. And so long, until next time.